Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Ayin Vav. We already have done most of the Omer Aleph, and we begin four lines from the bottom, Ayin Vav Omer Aleph. I'm dictating this shir on Asar B'Teves 5783. V'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to see Moshiach Tzikenu B'Her Yomenu and rebuild the base HaMikdash as we mourn its loss. So we begin, we pick right up from the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Ayin Vav Omer Aleph, with the words, Rabbanon lo darshe kal v'chomer. Now this is a discussion that we had already in yesterday's shiur, the day before, and that is the famous kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer said, that if a man is allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim that are already chal, so then alach haskam v'kama, certainly kal v'chomer, he should be able to be made for those nedarim that have not yet been chal. In other words, he can say, all the nedarim that you're going to make from the time I go on this business trip till I come back should be mufar. The Chacham disagreed with him. So the Gemara is asking, do the Rabbanon not agree with this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer? Now we already explained in the Ran previously our Gemara here today, so this is all really chazara. Now we're going to see it inside. We only saw it outside, but the rabbis will ultimately agree with this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara is now questioning this and saying, do they not agree with this kal v'chomer? After all, Vatanya, they themselves said in the Braisa that Yochol Yimkor Odom Ezbito Kishinara. One might have thought that he is permitted to go and sell his Nara as an Omoho of Ria, even when she's a Nara. Now this is a special unique din, which really doesn't apply Halochal Maisa nowadays. We don't sell people to be slaves nowadays. But at least in theory, the Torah does permit a father to sell off his daughter. This was done in a situation where he was destitute and couldn't support his daughter, and this would basically be her nedunya. He would sell her to a person in the hopes that that person or that person's son would eventually marry that girl. So he's allowed to sell her when she is a ketana for a six-year shibud, for 6 years like an Evid Ivri for 6 years, and I should again remind everybody and point out that being an Evid Ivri or an Omo Ivriya was actually being treated better than the owner himself. If he had only one pillow, he had to give it to the Evet or the Oma. If he had a meal, he had to give it to them. He couldn't give them inferior quality stuff. They had to have at least the same quality as he had. In any event, we're not recommending that anybody do this today, albeit the Torah does, in theory, allow the father to sell off his daughter when she's a ketana. So the Bryce is saying, why do we not say that he can also sell her as a Nara? After all, she's still in his domain as a Nara. Maybe, just like he can sell her as a ketana, he could also sell her as a Nara. Now, of course, she goes out from being a Om Hoevriya when she reaches the age of Naras, when she reaches the age of Simonim, when she becomes a child that's no longer a child, but is now a Bas Mitzvah. So you might have thought, the Brightest tells us, Yochol Yimkor Adam is Bitu Kshi Nara, that a man would be allowed to go and sell his daughter while she's a Nara, just like he can sell her as a Ketana. So the Gemara says that is incorrect. The Brightest says, Amr's Kal v'chomer. The reason why this isn't so is because of the following Kal v'chomer that the Chachamim are agreeing to, which is exactly parallel to the Kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer is giving here by Nedarim. And that Kal v'chomer is as follows. The Chura Kvar Yotze. If a girl who is sold while she's a Ketana goes out with Simonim, she goes out when she reaches the age of Naris, essentially. So then certainly, Eina Mechura, if she hasn't yet been sold, Eino Din Shaloti Bocher, that she shouldn't be allowed to be sold if she already has Simonim. In other words, when she is a Nara. So therefore, this Kal v'chomer is very similar to our Kal v'chomer. If a man can be made for his wife's Nedarim when they're already Chal, so certainly she'll be able to be made for them before they're Chal. That's exactly what the Chachamim is saying over here. If a man his daughter goes out when she has Simonim, so he certainly can't sell her when she already has Simonim. So clearly, the Chachamim also agree with this Kal v'chomer. How can you tell us that they're arguing with Rabbi Eliezer and don't agree with this Kal v'chomer? We realize this Kal v'chomer is airtight. So we turn to Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara tells us as follows. And we already mentioned this yesterday, so it shouldn't come as any surprise. This is all Chazara. In, you're 100% right. Bi'alma darshi Kal v'chomer. The rabbis, in fact, do darshan this Kal v'chomer. It's an airtight Kal v'chomer. Why would anybody not darshan it? However, the rules are that when you have a perfectly good Kal v'chomer, but you have a pasuk that tells you not to darshan that Kal v'chomer, so then you don't darshan that Kal v'chomer. And here we have the equivalent of a pasuk telling us not to darshan the Kal v'chomer because of the hekesh that we mentioned yesterday, which we'll repeat again now. So in general, bi'almo darshi Kal v'chomer, but shiny hocha, but this case is different because the pasuk tells us the Omar Kra, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yifirenu. Again, Isha was a ma'apike, which means her husband. So her husband can be making her nether, and her husband can be made for a nether. That's the rules of revoking a nether by the husband to his wife. And this teaches us, because of the hekesh in the pasuk of Yikimenu and Yiferenu, that just like Kima and being made for a nether are juxtaposed in the pasuk. So therefore, if the nether has reached the stage where it could be mukuyum, so then and only then does the pasuk say baluchlal hofer. Does it reach the stage that the husband can revoke it? In other words, since as we pointed out, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't be mukuyum a nether in the future, your person can't say all the nedarim that you're going to make while I'm on this business trip should be mekuyim. He doesn't have the right to say that. Even Rabbi Eliezer agreed to that. So therefore, this pasuk, isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu, comes to teach us that only once it's reached the stage where the nether could be mekuyim, does it reach the stage where it could be mufar. So too, eshalo b'lechlal hokim, if it hasn't yet reached the stage of being able to be mekuyim, in other words, it's in the future, so then lo b'lechlal hofer. So even though we have a kavu homer, the chacham say this is hekish, and the pasuk tells us not to learn the kavu homer. Now, the pasuk is obviously darshan differently by Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't learn the Sekish to teach us that Eshe bolachal hokim bolachal hofer, Eshe lo bolachal hokim lo bolachal hofer, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer does say the Kal v'chomer still exists. And that's the machlokus, the fundamental understanding between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. And this is something that we've discussed as well many times already, and now we'll see it inside. Now we've in the past really only discussed this for the way the halacha is paskind, as you see here in the Ran, and as we see in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that the husband or the father is only allowed to be made for his wife respectively or his daughter respectively, their nedarim on Biyom Shamo, which we have darshan, means until the night starts. In other words, until nightfall, until Misha Techshach. And that is the halacha l'maisa. But here in this Mishnah, we're going to introduce a machlokes on the subject, which we will now see. So the Mishnah begins, Hafar es nedarim kol hayom. The Tanakhama says that you're allowed to be made for nedarim all day long until Asher Techshach. And yesh ba'adova lo hokel lo hachmer. And as a result of this, there are some leniencies and some stringencies. Now, the Ran explains, it doesn't literally mean leniencies and stringencies like we normally understand. In Dibur Maskel, he tells us that this Yom HaShmiah that we're talking about on the day that he hears the neder, and sometimes it's for a kula, sometimes for a chumra, so the Ran says lav davka lohok lahachmir. It doesn't mean that it literally is sometimes lenient and sometimes strict. He's using this for the time frame. Daha lo shaycha kula v'chumra hacham, because there is no din of kula and chumra in regards to nedarim. What it means is el hachikamar pa'amim shuzmano meruba. That's what it means, the chumra. Sometimes the zman is longer. Pa'amim shuzmano mut. Sometimes the zman is shorter. Lafuke be'es leis. As opposed to the next opinion, which we're going to learn, that 24 hours, the olam zmano shava, that it's always 24 hours. So if you make the nether 10 a.m., it goes till 10 a.m. the next day. You make it 12 noon, it goes till 12 noon the next day, etc., etc. That's the opinion that we'll learn in a moment, which we haven't discussed that much so far in the Masechta, because that's not the halacha, but that's the opinion of Me'ez La'ez. So the Tanakhama holds that sometimes the nether can be, for a very short period of time, the opportunity for the husband to be made for it. Other times it can be a longer period of time. It's never going to be more than Me'ez La'ez. At the most, if the woman were to make the nether a minute after the stars come out, so then the person would have 24 hours almost in order to be made for the nether. But if she makes the nether a minute before the stars come out, then you only have a minute to be made for the nether. Again, if Biyom Shamo, if the husband heard it. If the husband didn't hear it, so then it goes until the time that the husband hears it. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah. So how is this sometimes l'hok l'hachmer keitzad? So the Mishnah tells us, Nadra b'leili Shabbos, if she would make a nether on Shabbos night, so it's Friday night, and Badafka, we picked Friday over here. The Ran tells us that in Dibur Maskel, Nodra B'Leil Shabbos, who are din b'chol, the same thing applies on a Tuesday night, on a Wednesday night. The same din applies. So why does it mean Shabbos? Why dinok at Shabbos? It's a milso agav urchi kamashmal. It's teaching us an additional thing, by the way. And that is the mefir v'nedarim b'Shabbos, that we're allowed to be made for nedarim b'Shabbos, which we'll see in the next Mishnah anyway. V'yafu pish enol l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. And this is true even if it's not l'tzorech Shabbos. So the Mishnah here is telling us that if the woman makes a nether as soon as Shabbos starts, it's a minute after the stars have come out. So in this situation, she makes it on Friday night. Nadra b'leili Shabbos. So yofer b'leili Shabbos. The husband can be made for the nether all night long, all Friday night. V'yom Shabbos, all Shabbos day. Ad she'techshach, until it gets dark. And in this situation, it's almost 24 hours, and that's the lahachmir situation. It's not a full 24 hours, but it's almost 24 hours. But If she makes it Shabbos afternoon, let's say the shki is at 6 o'clock, she makes it at 5:55, and the husband hears it, so then, Nodru im chashecha, mefer, the husband only has the right to be mefer actual techshech until it gets dark. Shim choshcha, below hafa, and if he heard it, and he doesn't mefer the nether, even though it's only 5 minutes that he heard it, it's too late. He can no longer be mefer that nether. So sometimes it's lohakel, meaning sometimes it's a very short period of time, and other times it's lahakmir, it's a longer period of time. It's never going to be more than 24 hours, but it can be as short as a few minutes. Again, the critical thing is that it has to be heard by the husband. Yom Shom'o. The husband has to hear the nether. If he doesn't hear the nether for a few weeks, so then the nether isn't going to be no longer able to be moved for. It still can be moved for. The woman has to go and follow her nether the minute she makes it. And the hafara is only mikano laba, as we spoke at yesterday, the husband or the father, when he's made for his wife's nether, it's only mikano laba. Up until this time, she has to observe her nether. But on Yom Shom'o, the father has the right to either be mekayim it or to be made for it. Okay. Mor Sosov says, Tanya, we learn the following Braisa. Tanya, we learn Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, that the Braisa tells us the opinion, like of the Tanakama, that the Hafara of Nedarim is all day long, meaning up until Ad Shetechshach, until nightfall. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, however, these two Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree. Amru, they say, Ne Ace Le Ace. And here we introduce this additional opinion that it's a 24-hour period of time, no matter what. It's all one and the same period of time. So, on Biyom Shamo, if it was 10 o'clock in the morning that the husband hears it, he has until 10 o'clock the next day. He hears it 10 o'clock Tuesday, so he has until 10 o'clock Wednesday to be made for the nether. And you can imagine any scenario like this, 24 hours, literally, what's called an eight slice. That's the opinion. These two Tanoim, which we'll call them this Zug of Tanoim, this pair of Tanoim, Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Shimon, disagree with the Chachamim, the Tanakama, both in the Braisa and the author of our Mishnah. What's the reasoning of each opinion? My time at the Tanakama. So we start off and say, what's the reasoning of the Tanakama, the author of our Mishnah, that says, B'yom Shomo means, Hafaris Adolim Kol Hayom, Bein Lahakir, Bein Lahachmir, that you have until nightfall, Ad Shetechshach, in order for a person to go and the husband or the father to be made for the nether. So it's based upon the Pasuk. On my cross, it says, B'yom Shomo. So it's that day until Ad Shetechshach, until it gets dark. Now, what's the opinion of the Chachamim, Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the Rabbanon? What do these Rabbanon hold? My Tamayu, what's their rationale? Because the Pasuk said, D'chsiv miyom el yom. Right? The Pasuk says, V'macharesh yacharish lo isha miyom el yom. It means to suggest me'eis le'eis, entire day. So each of them has a pasuk to support their shita. The Chacham and the Tanakama say it's because biyom shamo, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So they hold it's because of the pasuk miyom el yom. And obviously, what does each one do with the other's pasuk? So that's what the Gemara is now going to ask. Well, the Tanakama, according to the opinion of the Chacham and the Tanakama, that it's only that day, Ad Shetechshach, nu, the pasuk does say, Hoksim, miyom yom. What do they do with the words, miyom el yom? So they obviously need it for something else. It's direct, they need it for the following drasha, and that is, if you were to tell me just biyom shamo, di biyom shamo, you know what I would have said? Hav amina biyamama in b'lel yolo. I would have said you could only be made for a neder biyom, during the daytime that you hear it. So in our case in the Mishnah, where the woman makes a neder on Friday night after Shabbos has started, and the husband hears it on Friday night, he can't be made for it on Friday night. That's what I might have thought. Because it says biyom shamo, he has to wait till Shabbos morning to be made for the neder. Oh, that's why we have the pasuk siv miyom el yom to teach us, no, even at night, you're allowed to be made for a neder. So the word biyom shamo teaches us that it's only until Ad Shetechshach, and miyom el yom comes to teach us that even at night, you can be made for the neder. Oh, the Chachamim, Tanakama, the opinion that says Ad Shetechshach needs the pasuk Miyom Shamo to teach us Ad Shetechshach, but he also needs Miyom El Yom to teach us that you can be made for a nether at night. Oh, Tanakam and Chacham are all taken care of. Nu, what about these two Rabbanim, the Zug of Rabbanim, Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Shimon? What do they do with the pasuk L'man D'Yom and Miyom Yom, who hold that the source of Me'eis Leis is because of the pasuk Miyom Yom? Nu, Hak Siv Miyom Shamo, what do they need that for? So very interestingly, they say you need that to teach us it's the that it's not a full week. I might have thought the Ik Siv Miyom Yom, if it only tells us Miyom El Yom, I would have said it means from Sunday, 10 a.m. till next Sunday, 10 a.m., for example. Hav Amina, I would have thought Mechad Bishaba, from the first day of the week, from the Sunday, until Lechad Bishaba, lefer law. So if the woman makes a neder on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, if you just had the pasuk yom yom, I would say that until it's a day like this day, meaning till next Sunday at 10 a.m., the woman's neder would have the ability to be moved for by her husband. Ah! Comes the pasuk siv biyom shamot to teach us no, it has to be just that day. In other words, 24 hours from Sunday at 10 a.m. let's say till Monday at 10 a.m. So that's why this zug of chachamim needs the pasuk both biyom yom to teach us their beis din mi'eis la'eis, and the pasuk biyom shamot to teach us that it's not from one Sunday till the next Sunday, but it's from that Sunday 24 hours later till Monday at the same time. How do we paskin? Do we pass it like the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Raisa, the author of our Mishnah, or do we pass it like this Zug Chachamim? So Omer Rishon Ben Pazi, Omer Rishon Levi, Rishon Ben Pazi says the name Rishon Levi, Ein Halacha, that's the gear that we have. We do not pass it, Ein Halacha, Ki Oso Hazug, like this pair of Tamidi Chachamim, Yosef Yehuda, and Rav Shimon. Why would you need to tell me that? Normally, we pass it like the Rabbin, and this is only two compared to the Rabbin, so the Rosh in Dibur Maskil, Ein Halacha Kiyosu Zug, brings down. We're going to read this whole Rosh inside, so find the Rosh. It's again, Dibur Maskil, Ein Halacha Kiyosu Zug. And he writes, Mishum Derabim Ninu, since this is also a Rabim, it's two, it's not one, it's not a Das Yochid, it's the Rikhle Mivsach, the Lo Kavasayu. That's why Rabbi Shimon Pazi says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi that we don't passing like this Rabim, these two Tanoim, this Zug Tanoim, and we passing like the Chachamim instead. Or, alternatively, the Rosh says, "O mishum dekra kavasayu." After all, they have an understanding of the psukim that certainly makes very good sense. So, daika dechsev miyom yom. After all, the pasuk does say miyom yom. It's a very strong argument to say that means from 10 o'clock on Sunday till 10 o'clock on Monday. That's the understanding of the girsa that we have, that we don't paskin ein halacha ki osu azuk. But then the Rosh brings down another girsa. Continue to read in the Rosh. The eish svarim that are goris over here, gorisin halacha ki osu azuk, not ein halacha ki osu azuk, but in fact the halacha is like this pair, Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar Shimon, that we paskin me eis le eis. And why is that? Because at the end of the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, towards the very, very end, Garsinan, it says over there, the Hilchasa, the Halacha is, Haforis the Dor Me'eis La'eis. It says there in the Gemara in Shabbos that we paskin Me'eis La'eis, like this Zug Tanoi. However, the Rosh then says, Umifarshi Savar, I would like to suggest, however, that it means here when we say that the halacha is kiosu zug, it doesn't mean this zug, Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, but it means here, if you have the girsa, that we paskin like this zug, it means the zug, meaning the Tana Kama of the Braisa and the Tana of our Mishnah. Kihani Tanoi Pirish, Tana de Masnesin, the Tana Kama de Braisa. It means the author of our Mishnah and the Tana Kama of the Braisa. That's what it means when it says, Kehani Zug, Koso Azug, the Amri Kol Hayom, and that we in fact are saying over here, Halacha Kiyos Azug means we paskin, like the way we know we paskin, that it means Biyom Shamon means Ad Shetechshach. And Amalei Rebbe, Hochi Amr Chavivi, Halacha Kiyos Azug, and in fact that's what Rebbe says when he says that Amr Chavivi, Chavivi is always the name for his uncle, which we're going to learn in the Gemara in a moment, that Rebbe Paskin, like his uncle, Rebbe Chia, that the halacha is Ka'os Zug, meaning the Tana Kama of the Braisa and the Tana of our Mishnah. And then the Rosh continues, he says, Va'afilu igar sinan ein halacha Ka'os Zug, and even you have the girsa like we have in our Gemara, that the halacha is not like that pair, Matzina lememar, the stoma the hashas, polig adushu b'levi. One could argue that the stam of the shas, when he's saying that the halacha is not like that zug, meaning that it's not like the Tana Kama of the Braisa and the Tana of our Mishnah, so it means that it argues on Rav Shimon ben Pazi in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi. And that the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, so it argues with the statement that the halacha is Ein Halacha. So the Stam Mishnah argues with the statement of Rav Shua ben Levi, who seems to be suggesting that the halacha is not like the Tana of the Braisa and the Tana of our Mishnah. Fine. And we're going to continue reading this Rosh in a moment, so we'll come back to this in a minute, but now let's go to the rest of the Gemara and finish off till the end of the Omer. And he says, the Gemara continues and says, Levi sovar lemevet kohani tanoi. Levi wanted to paskin like these two tanoim. Now, this will depend on whether you hold like the first gears of the Rosh, then it means that we don't paskin like this zug of Tanoim, Rav Yosef Yehuda, and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. And if you go like that, so then The following statement is Levi Sovel Emevat Kanitoni. He wanted to paskin like them, and therefore, Amalei Rav, Rav said, Hochi Omer Chavivis. So did my beloved uncle say, Rabbi Chia, Ein Halacha Kiyosa Zug. We don't paskin like that Zug. That goes like the first Girsa, that the Zug that it's talking about is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and we don't paskin like that. Just like we had the first Girsa, that's what Rabbi Shimon Pazi said, and Rabbi Shimon Levi, so too, Rav said the name of Rabbi Chia, he told Levi, we don't follow that opinion. And therefore, when we now have a new statement in the Gemara, so this is the way you'd read it according to that Girsa. The next statement is Chia bar Rav, that's Rav's son, Chia, Shade Gira Ubadik. Now, according to the Girsa that we just said, the Ein Halacha Yosef Zug means that we don't paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Shimon. That's what Rav Shimon Pazi said in the name of Rav Shimon Levi. So then the next statement is an unrelated or not fully related statement. And as the Ran says, Diba Masel Chia Baravashi Barav Shadi Gira Ubadik. So it means Agav Gerora the Rav. Since we had a statement of Rav, so now we mention a statement of Rav's son, and that's the connection, because the statement that Chia Barav is making, that he would go when he would be Matir Neder. No longer are we talking about Hafaris Nedarim. The way the Ran understands this is that we're talking now about being Matir Neder as a Beis Din. When Chia Barav would be involved as a part of the Beis Din, to go and look to see if a person could have his Neder Hutar from the Beis Din, so he didn't pay a lot of attention to it. And they didn't have to spend a lot of time and effort in finding a Pesach, because they hold that just by Charot, if a person comes to them and says, I regret making the Neder, that's all you need to do. You don't need to find a Pesach. Just Charot alone does it. So therefore, to do Hataras Nedarim doesn't take a lot of effort, so he would continue to go and shoot an arrow. He was involved somewhat in business, involved shooting an arrow, and therefore, as the Ran says over here, the Chia Barav Shadigira Ubadik, he would be able to go and do Hataras Nedarim even while he's shooting an arrow. Bo Shayim Mistasik Liros Chitzim Hayabodik Adam Abolufon of Lahati Nidro. He and his Beis Din would go and be Matir and Neder while they were doing something else. And because in this situation, they would just ask him, Shoalo imischarit umatiro, because they hold that just having charota, just regretting the nether, is enough to be mati the nether. The kusavar posim charota. You don't need to have a pesach, but just using charota, regret, that's enough without having a real reason as to why he's regretting it. Umshum hachi lo hayatzorich iyun limtzo pesach. They didn't have to spend a lot of time going and finding a pesach, and therefore they could even do this while they were preoccupied with something else, as the Mufari says over here, shloya ma'ayin kokach b'neder. They didn't have to spend a lot of time investigating the neder, thinking about it. Ela kamo shahaya osik b'mlocha. He was continued doing his work, which somehow involved shooting an arrow. She yora chetz mitoch kach. While he's doing this, bodik leil neder. So this is a total aside that now telling us, since we had a statement of Rav in the name of his uncle, so now we have a statement of Rav's son teaching us about Hataras Nedarim. And similarly, if you have the Girsa that Ein Halachik Yosef Zog, meaning that Halach is not like Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Shimon, so then we continue with another aside, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Similarly, Rabba Bar Rav Huna would be Yosef V'Koyim, would be walking about. As the Ran says in the last Ran, Shelo Yemedaktik Bedover, he also didn't have to pay a lot of attention because he felt you could be Poseach B'Chayrota, you didn't need a real Pesach. El Omid B'Yoshev, he could be standing up and sitting down, doing other things. Kimo Shelo Mizdamlo, whatever came to him to do, he would do while he would go and be Mati the Neder is part of the three-man Beis Din. As the Tosus brings down, he wouldn't really have to go and sit down and think about it. Limtzo Chayrota Miyushav, he didn't have to go and find a Pesach over here, because Charota was enough. There's sort of a post in the Charota, and that was enough. It's just say, I regret making the Neder. V'lo bein in Yoshev, k'mo gabi din. He didn't have to sit there and really think about it. So he could be moving about while they were giving Hataras Nedarim. That is the simple way to understand the Gemara, according to the Girsa of Ein Halach Yosef Zug. But now, if you have the Girsa that Halacha ki oso hazug, and you learn it the first way the Rosh did, that in fact we're paskening over here like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, the Rav Elazar Shimon, that we paskin the ace to ace. So this is the way you have to understand it. Now we go back to the Rosh where we left off, two lines from the bottom in the Rosh. Or b'chol asfarim garsin and hocha chia barav. If you have this girsa that we paskin like this zug, so then you have the girsa chia barav says the following. It's a continuation of the sugya. Since we paskin yesh la'eis, so what did Chia Barav do? Yesh la'farish kishoy ishto noderes. When his wife would go make a neder, Loya Matriyat. He didn't want her to get into the practice of making the darim. So he made her sweat a little bit. Elohaya Shosek Lekantra. He would go and teach her a lesson by being silent for the first 23 hours and 59 minutes. He wouldn't go and be matir her neder, mefer her neder, lekantro, in order to teach her a lesson, to instill a little bit of fear of God in her, that she shouldn't be making the darim. Oh, you want to make the darim? I'm going to maybe let this neder take effect, take the effect. No, I'm going to be made for the neder. And at the very last second, he would be made for the neder. Kiloya wrote to Lekheim as if he was teaching her, okay, I'm going to be behind the neder, and now you're going to be stuck. And therefore, for Yazorek Chetz Bakosel, he would shoot an arrow into the wall, so he would see like a sundial exactly when it was 24 hours later, because they didn't have an atomic clock, so he had to know, if it's 10 o'clock right now, how do I know? So he would shoot an arrow into the wall, he would see where the sun was coming based upon that arrow down on the ground, and he would wait until it got a minute before that exact spot, and the next day, L'chavim Betzel, he would look at the shadow, Shiatulah L'mochoso Kodim Shagia L'yosumochim, until it reached that place. So here, this is a continuation, since Chiya Barav wanted to paskin like this Zug, he had the girsa halacha kiyosu azug, and therefore he was passing me ace lace like Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, and therefore as a result of this, what he did was he wanted to know exactly what it was b'ace lace, and that's why he shot the arrow. And similarly, when the Gemara continues, Rabba Baravuna Yosef Ukoyim, so the rush continues in the last rush on the daf, leida midas tzilo, he would stand up to see where his shadow went, l'chavim bolim ocharos. So therefore, both of these two are consistent with the gears of the halachas, like that zug. So they wanted to know exactly when the ace lace is. So they made either the arrow or their bodies into a sundial, so they know exactly when the ace lace was. But the Rosh then says, "Abul Asorim the Garcin and Ein Aloch Yosef Zug." That we don't pass like that. So then he learns it like the Ran. Ein Mokom Mukan Ella Lekam Bishmaisa. So this is just an aside that comes up here. It's out of place. The Ran had given a reason because Agav Gros, since we mentioned the statement of Rab in the name of his Rebbe, so now we mention in his uncle Rav Chiya. So we mentioned the statement his son made as well. So according to the Rosh, he agrees with that understanding that this is an aside. It just says it belongs later on in the Gemara. Okay, these are the two beautiful ways to understand our Gemara. I'll just add a little vort on my own. Notice that this is talking about Chiya Bar Rav, and he was the one that was Hayashosek Lekantra, according to this Girsa, that the halacha is like the Osazog, so he would be silent for the 23 hours and 59 minutes in order to give his wife a little bit of fear of God. He would be silent, Lekantra, to teach her a lesson. So I thought it was very interesting that we had the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Gimel, where we learned that his father, Rav, as well as his great uncle, Rabbi Chiya, both had difficult marriages, and their wives were constantly doing things that were against what their wishes were. So maybe I thought, Lanias Dati, that Chiya Barav saw the troubles that his father and his great uncle had, and he said, I'm not going to let this happen in my family, and therefore he was Shosei Lekantra to make sure that he would teach her a lesson and not have the same troubles that both his father and his great uncle had. No, if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, no problem. In any event, let's turn to Ayin Zayim. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, and we continue. We learned in the Mishnah, in Gemara and Shabbos, Nan Hossa, we learned at the very end of Shabbos, that Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos. Now, this is related to what we had just pointed out in our Mishnah, that we bedafkli chose the example of a woman making a nether on Friday night, and the Ran had pointed out, this is to teach us that you're allowed to be made for Nedarim B'Shabbos. So that's what the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us. Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos, that you're all allowed to be made for Nedarim. A husband or a father can be made for their, respectively, their wife or their daughters, Nedarim on Shabbos. And as well, it says you can even do hataras nedarim. You can go to a beis din on Shabbos v'nishalim l'nedarim shehein litzorech haShabbos, and one can do hataras nedarim. Even though there's no time limit on hataras nedarim, you can do it a month later, a year later, 10 years later. You can still do hataras nedarim. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos if it's litzorech Shabbos. So now the question that the Gemara is going to ask, Yibailu, this last statement that we just said, shehein litzorech Shabbos, did it only go on nishalim on hataras nedarim, or did it go back on the beginning of the Mishnah on Mefirin Nedarim on Shabbos as well, that it's have to be Litzorech Shabbos? That's what the Gemara asked now, Yibailu. The yes, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos, is that Litzorech Shabbos only? Oh, Dilma, no, Afil Shlobitzorech. Since you have no time to do it after Shabbos, that's no longer B'Yom Shamo, so maybe you can be made for Nedarim, even if they're not Litzorech Shabbos, if they have nothing to do with Shabbos, maybe that loch is. And in fact, that's what it is, that Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos, that you can be made for a neder on Shabbos, even if it's not Litzorech Shabbos. So therefore, Again, the question is, when we said Nishol and Nadarim, Shein L'Tzor Shabbos, did that only go on the Hataras Nadarim, or did that go back on the first part of the Mishnah on also Hafaras Nadarim? That's the question. Is it L'Tzor Shabbos only on Hataras Nadarim, but not Hafaras Nadarim, or L'Tzor Shabbos even goes on Hafaras Nadarim? So the Gemara is going to bring a riot from the following. Toshma. We learned the Tani Reb Zuti Devei Reb Papi. They learned in the Beis Medrash of Reb Papi. So Reb Zuti taught what they learned in the Beis Medrash of Reb Papi the following. And he said, Ein Mefir Nedarim El Tzor Shabbos. He said, even Hafaras Nedarim requires that it has something to do with Shabbos. And if it's not, sorry, then you can't be made for the Nedar. But Amar Reb Ashi, that's not the way we learned it. We didn't learn the Mishnah that way. We learned it that it said in our Mishnah, Nodru im chashecha. If the wife made the neder on Shabbos afternoon, shortly before the Shkia, shortly before it gets dark, so Nodru im chashecha, so we said in our Mishnah that the husband only has a few minutes to be made for the neder. Made for law, he can be made for a neder ad shelo techshach. It's Shabbos afternoon, he can only be made for the neder until it gets dark. Now, if you're going to tell me that it's only Litzorach Shabbos, be Amis Litzorach Shabbos. If you Rav Zuti, the very Papa, are saying that you can only be made for Nedarim on Shabbos if the Litzarach Shabbos. So then, why did the Mishnah tell us that he can be made for the Nedar only until it's dark? The Amos Litzarach HaShabbos in Shol Litzarach Shabbos Lo, that you'd only be made for Nedarim if they're not Litzarach Shabbos, if they don't have something to do with Shabbos, so then it's not allowed to be moved for on Shabbos. So then, Ma'ir Chashecha, then why did it say you're allowed to be made for it up until it gets dark? You should have said, Afilu B'sol Chayom in Yochel Hofer, Shol Litzarach Shabbosu, because you shouldn't be allowed to be made for the Nedar, in the Bachet's words, Shabbosu. You can't be doing it if it's not Litzarach Shabbos. So from the fact that the Mishnah said you can be made for the Nedar up until it gets dark without qualifying it, seems to suggest that our Mishnah also agrees that it doesn't have to be Litzarach Shabbos. Now, we have this machlokas between Rav Zute, who said that this is what the Beis Medrash of Papi holds, versus Rav Ashi. So the Gemara now tells us that not only is this a machlokas between these Hamarayim, but it's also Tanoihi. This is actually a machlokas Tanoihim. And that goes as follows. We learned in the following Brisa, how far is the Darm Kol Hayom? That Brisa that we brought down a few minutes ago, the famous machlokas between the Zug, between Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, versus the Tana Kama of that Brisa and the author of our Mishnah. So we learned in this Brisa, how far is the Darm Kol Hayom? The Tana Kama holds that you're allowed to be made for the Darm all day long, meaning up until Achitechshach. And Rav Yosef Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon say, no, Me'es Le'es. They say that you can do it 24-hour period of time. So, this machlokas, is it Litzarach Shabbos or not, is exactly totally on this machlokas. L'man diomar, according to the Tanakama of this Braisa, who says, B'yom Shamo means Achetachshach, so call a yom in, Tefei Lo. It means you can only do it that day, but no, not beyond that. So, obviously, they hold, if you were to make a nether on Shabbos, and when Shabbos is ice, you can't be made for the nether. So, im l'wach shavei masai, so you can even be made for nedarim that are not Litzarach Shabbos. Afilu shelo Litzarach Shabbos, Mefer, because there's no other time to do this. When Shabbos is iced, you can't be Mefer the Neder. So therefore, we must be saying for even not Litzarach Shabbos. But according to the Zug, Laman the Yomah Meis Leis, according to Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rav Elazar Shimon, that Zug who says, no, you got 24 hours, so you're always going to have some time that's not Shabbos. So if you make it on Shabbos morning, you'll have till Sunday morning. So you can have ice Shabbos to go and be made for the Neder. So Laman Yom Meis Leis, these two Tanoim will say Meis Leis. So they would hold only on Shabbos can you be made for it if it's Litzarach Shabbos. In, however, Shalol Litzarach HaShabbos, lo. But if it's not Litzarach Shabbos, you do Motzi Shabbos, do it on Sunday in Halacha until the Meis Leis. So therefore, there still will be time to be made for the Neder. You don't have to be made for it on Shabbos if it's not Litzarach Shabbos. You're not allowed to be made for it on Shabbos, not Litzarach Shabbos, because it's not Shabbos day. And you can only go and be made for it if it's Litzarach Shabbos on Shabbos, but you still have time on Motzi Shabbos because you always have Meis Leis. So it'll be some time that's not Shabbos to be made for those Nedarim, should not Litzarach Shabbos. So this question, can you be made for Nedarim on Shabbos? Shelo Litzarach Shabbos is, in fact, a machlokas Tanaim over here. The Tanakam of the Brisa says, yes, you can, because he doesn't allow it to go past Shabbos. It's only at Shetekshach. Whereas, Rav Yosef Yehuda, it was Rav Shimon, say, Me'es Leis, so there's going to be time after Shabbos to be made for the Nedarim. So you can only be made for Nedarim on Shabbos if they are Litzarach Shabbos. With this, we conclude today's shir.